Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many believe we ought to care much more about what the Master sees and knows than what about any person might? So many times people that are saying unkind things, they don't have a clue what they're talking about, and they don't care about anything. Why do you care what they say? What does it matter what they say? Who will ever remember what they say? Don't let it bug you. Don't let it get to you. There's only one thing that matters. Am I supposed to be doing this? The Lord asked me to do this. Then we won't just do it. We'll do it no matter what it costs. And we will do it gladly. Yeah. Gladly.
Yes.
Rejoicing. Keep reading. She washed his feet with tears, wiped them with hairs of her head, kissed his feet, anointed them with ointment. And when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what kind of woman this is touching him. She's a sinner." If he was a prophet, if he had it in discernment, he wouldn't let this awful person touch him. He'd know what a dirty, rotten, low-down woman this is. He'd never let her touch his feet. And Jesus said, "Simon," and this is not Simon Peter, this is the name of the Pharisee he's having the meal with. He says, "I got something to say to you." He said, "Master, say on." Verse 39, the Pharisee didn't say that out loud. He said that within himself, that if this man had any spirituality about him, he'd never let this dirty woman touch him. But how many times did the Bible say he knew their thoughts?
Yes.
Revelation. So he says, "I got something to say to you." He said, "Oh, Master, say it." He said, "There was a certain creditor that had two debtors, and one owed him 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave both of them. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most?" Are you listening with your spirit, saints? Which of them will what?
Love
him what?
Most.
Love him the most. And the Pharisee that he's eating in his house, he said, "I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most." He said, "You have rightly judged." And then he turned and looked at this woman that's still sobbing and crying. And now her hair is oily and matted, and she's just a mess in the floor. And he said, he's looking at her and talking to him. He's looking at her and said, "You know, I came into your house and you didn't give me any water to wash my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and she wiped them with the hairs of her head." Keep going. "You didn't give me a kiss. It was common to, when you came in, from kiss you on the cheek. But this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet." Now, why don't you stop right here? Oh, what a lesson we need to learn. He's making fun of what this woman is doing, not realizing he should have been doing. The Bible says if you judge, you're guilty. "My head with oil you didn't anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment." Keep going. "Wherefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved" what? "Much." Now I want you to see the connection. The one who loves much gave much, was willing to pay the price of the most expensive thing she had, humble herself, whatever. She didn't care how much it cost. Emotionally, materially, socially, she probably had the idea that she goes in there and tries to do this, they're probably going to talk bad to her and kick her out immediately. I imagine that's what she expected to happen. And she was willing to take it. to just have an opportunity to do this. Wasn't she? She loved much, for to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. When it comes time for the cost, for the sacrifice, then that's when you find out what you love the most. It's easy to say, I love with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, as long as it don't cost you anything. Right? And we don't know. And you don't know. But when it comes time to cost, that's when you find out. Will you sell out? Will you move? Will you serve over here? Will you work behind the scenes? Nobody see you and know you. Will you take care of it? Will you be willing to do something that you don't have a clue how to do? Will you make changes that you don't really want to make? But how much are you willing to pay? How much are you willing for it to cost you? Because when you get to the point where you say, you get sad, you get mad, and you get depressed. You know what happened to the rich young ruler? He got upset. He got grieved. He was unwilling to pay the price and went away sad and missed such a glorious opportunity, an eternal part with the Master. Somebody say, not me. By the grace of God, not me. Thank you, Lord. Thanks be unto God. Philippians 2. In closing, I think. Well, let's just start right here. What if it cost you missing the 10 o'clock news? I know one time I was in a prayer meeting, and it went a little long. And I was a little antsy. And the longer it went, I got more antsy. And don't misunderstand me. Preachers can go too long. I'm sure I've done it. But I'm getting, you know, all right, come on, you know. And the Lord spoke to my heart. And He said, what are you in a rush to get away from and to get to? Well, He asked you a question, He expects an answer. I knew it was the Lord. I just stopped and I thought, okay, I'm in a rush to get away from the church, away from hearing scriptures, away from praying, and I'm going to rush to get to the house and eat and watch TV. Now, when you put it like that, it don't sound so spiritual, does it? And I think with that, I can maybe go another 30 minutes, huh? Philippians 2, did you find it?
Yes, sir.
Philippians 2. You see this in Paul so clearly. How many believe Paul really loved the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind, all his strength? How can you tell that he did? He was willing. Was he willing to go anywhere, go through anything? He gives us some lists of some of the things it cost him. He was stoned 3 times. He was shipwrecked multiple times. All the different stuff. He was snake bitten on isolated islands. He was cast away in the sea. I mean, all kind of things had happened to him. And he had an illustrious, you know, career ahead of him. He was the poster boy, the shining, upcoming new light of the Pharisees. Sat at the feet of Gamaliel, and he lost it all when he claimed Jesus, man. And not only did he lose it all, man, they didn't only take his name off the roster, they wouldn't let him in the building anymore. And he said, I count it all but garbage that I may win Christ. What's he saying? I don't care what it costs me. Nothing's too much. And in Philippians here, he's nearing the end of his course, the end of his life, the end of his ministry. And in 2:17, he says this, Philippians 2:17, he says, yes, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. You'd have to read the rest of it to know what he's talking about. He's talking about they may execute me shortly. Let me read some other translations of this. The Amplified says it like this. Even if my life blood must be poured out as a libation on the sacrificial offering of your faith to God, I am glad to do it. And I congratulate you all on your share in it. Is there a cost too great for Him to fulfill His call in ministry and to help the people that God sent? There is no price too high. There is nothing He wouldn't do. There is nothing He wouldn't sacrifice. The God's Word translation says it like this. My life is being poured out as a part of the sacrifice and service I offer to God for your faith. Yet, I am filled with joy. He's not morbid. He's not depressed that it's cost him so much to do this. He's full of joy that he gets to do it. That the Lord would take him. He thought he was so intelligent, but he realized he was completely ignorant and stupid when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, didn't he? He was enemy of the church. And he said it. He said, I'm not worthy because of what I've done to be called an apostle. He said, but I've labored more abundantly than all of them. Yet not me, but the grace of God that was with me. Do you think he felt like, man, I was a goner. I was mean as a snake. I was on my way to hell. Is that so different from any of the rest of us? And God not only saved me, God gave me a place in the ministry. God let me take this gospel to the known world. Yeah, we had a few shipwrecks and a few stonings, but He let me take this gospel to the known world. And you and I are still shouting about it. How many understand? The rich young ruler's little money, who cares about that tonight? But we're still talking about Paul and what happened in him and the price he paid and what it was worth. Is it worth something to you and me? Is what Paul did worth something to you and me in Branson and Sarasota where we are right now? I'm telling you, saints, if you're willing to pay a price, what you do in this life can be affecting people after you're gone. People past your life will be thanking God because you were willing to sacrifice. You were willing to pay a price to get that job done. And your little stuff and my little stuff, nobody will care in such a short amount of time. But this will still exist. In fact, the Bible says it's going to shine like gold throughout the ages.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.